Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's talk about the IHSA bass fishing team, and specifically the Mercer County High School bass fishing team. They have a senior by the name of Ben Bishop. So how has the bass fishing season been going? Ben Bishop, tell us what's been going on.
Well, so far we're supposed to have our first tournament today, and then it got canceled because of the weather and one of our coaches was sick. So we didn't get to have that today. It got postponed to Thursday, but all in all, it has been bad so far.
So what are some of the things that you've done to kind of get ready? You go out and fish some farm ponds, or I think you told me you live kind of in the Bay Island area. You fish down that way. Just tell us about where you develop your skills at.
All right. So this year I've been really like working on my cold water fishing, like throwing a lot of jerk baits and flat-sided crankbaits and stuff, like really trying to hone in the cold water so I can like get ready for the early season, because when it starts to get a little bit warmer, they'll all be moved up and a lot easier to catch. So I've been really just trying to like pound it out in a couple of farm ponds and like in the drainage ditches down here and stuff, just trying to really hone it in before we start here.
All right, so you're talking some inside bass fishing here. That's awesome. So how far back do your fishing days go? When did it begin all for you? What are some of your early memories, I guess, fishing?
Some of my earliest memories fishing are, there was this pond that we used to fish at, and I think I really started to like it, like really started to like fishing when I was like 4 or 5 years old, because the crappies would all like bed up really shallow and you could like see them and fish for them like that, and they were all fired up, and that's when I think like I really started to love it.
Now, you said you participated in the bass fishing team last year. That was the first year for you doing this, your junior year. You are a senior. So what about, you know, kind of getting the opportunity where you get a fish competitively, and, you know, the Illinois High School Association, they have a state tournament series in bass fishing, so it's a big deal to them as well, you know, where you can actually win a state title. How neat is that, do you think, where they really take it kind of seriously? And I think, you know, Mercer County has always been on board with this IHSA bass fishing series.
Yeah, I really think that, like, Mercer County does a really good job about it, because, like, we have a full team built around our bass fishing club. While a lot of the other schools around here, it's just, like, if 4 or 5 kids want to go to sectionals to compete, that's what they do. But we actually have, like, a full tournament to see who the top 4 are, and I think it really helps us out in that regard. And just like the fact that our state even has like a bass fishing championship is really awesome, because like I work in Muscatine, and I was talking to some of my friends there about it, and they're like, they'd never even heard of like a high school bass fishing team. So I just think it's really awesome, like, we actually have that opportunity to do that.
So you said, take that, people of Muscatine, we have a bass fishing team. All right, so are you still involved? I know, you know, a few years back when I talked to some kids, they talked about kind of the, maybe the rod building and lure making. Now, is that still part of this bass fishing thing at Mercer County?
So this year, we haven't done it yet. We still might, but we aren't sure yet, because all of our, like, swivels and clevises and all that got lost when Swank left. So we aren't quite sure if we're going to do it or not this year.
All right. So you said, you know, top 4, I think that determines who gets to fish in the postseason at the IHSA bass fishing sectional. So can you explain kind of how that works? That's still kind of in process to determine who that'll be?
All right. So we fish, I think it's 10 tournaments from now until the regional tournament. So the regional tournament is against all the other schools. So we just fish like our own amongst ourselves. And if you win the tournament, I think you get 5 points. Second place is 4, third place is 3, and then so on like that. And then the biggest fish of the day gets a bonus point. And then at the end of the year, whoever has the most total weight gets, I think, 5 extra points. Biggest fish gets 2 extra points, and then something else happens. But whoever racks up the most points by the end of the year wins, and then you just go in order like that on sectionals.
Yeah, the top 4. All right. All right. That's a great way to competitively do it. So I feel a little bit bad, because when I was getting a hold of Ben Bishop this week, Coach Hart said, well, he's preparing for a union test too. So this kid has his future to worry about. He's also fishing. All right. But before I ask you about the union test, which I think is pretty cool, you're preparing for that. There was a competition at that was hosted by Blackhawk East over in Henry County. I think the event was in Kewaunee. And you finished top 10 individually in a welding competition. So can you kind of explain a little bit of what went on that day and you know, how you participated and what that competition was about?
All right. So we were doing a T-fillet weld, just one, and you had to do a 60-10 root pass and then two 70-18 caps over the top of it. And I had been practicing for probably 2 weeks prior, just trying to get it all dialed in, like how I really wanted it. And I was practicing with a eighth inch 70-18. Well, when we get to this the contest, we ended up having to use a 3/32 inch 70-18. So it really threw me off. In the first weld, I completely botched. And then on the second one, I did a pretty good weld.
And you finished in the top 10. And I think there were like seven schools that, that were competing in the area, too. So that's pretty impressive. So your future plans involve union trades. And you're, you know, involved, I think, in a union test this week. So tell us a little bit about that and your future plans.
So tomorrow morning, I have to go into the electricians union hall in Moline and take their aptitude test and just ready for it. It's pretty much just basic math and like reading comprehension, but I just have to get ready for it.
All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck in that. And we're recording this interview on Tuesday with Ben Bishop, who's involved in the bass fishing team. And again, was telling us a little bit about that welding competition he competed in. So Ben Bishop, keep up the good work. Good luck bass fishing season. Enjoy the rest of your senior year.
All right, I appreciate it.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.